Good evening.
How are you doing today, sis?
Oh, happy to be here, sis. So happy to be here. I feel great. Yes. How about you?
I am feeling so good. It is Good Friday, first and foremost. Like, this is a beautiful weekend that we are celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And I'm just so grateful. And I feel good. I feel well rested. I had to get a lot of rest today because I was on mountain time earlier in the week, and your girl was like kind of out of whack. So it feels good to be rested and refreshed.
Absolutely. You look refreshed. You look great.
So I'm going to go ahead and just play some music while we wait for some people to get into the room. And then we're going to get started because we got a lot to cover tonight.
Yes. Yes. Times. It got so hot, I thought I wanna die. Blood dripping from my arm, just wanna feel inside. Too afraid to open up, so I'd rather hide. Man, I'm just so grateful that I made it this far. Almost thought I had to call my mama in a cup cup. Benny's everything for me and everything I need. I would be nothing if you didn't give me new reason to be. Cause I'm riding through the city.
God, you call me by my name. The love you give me, I just can't deny.
Yeah.
No longer blinded, I can see. I'm on my way to meet you.
We gotta talk, you know.
All these trials and tribulations got me tired, I need rest. And I heard that I can come to you when weary of my flesh. You awaken me from death. God, I need you. No more walking by the flesh. That's when I live. God told me I'm someone.
Good evening. Good evening, beautiful people. Happy Good Friday. We are so happy to see you all. Thank you for joining us this evening. Let's go ahead and just start with a moment of prayer. We appreciate you all so much for being here. So bow your heads, close your eyes. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord God, we thank you for this beautiful day. We thank you that we have made it through yet another week, another month, Lord God. We thank you for your presence. We invite you into this space this evening. We ask that you touch our hearts, open up our eyes, open up our ears, allow us to hear from you, Lord. We thank you for fellowship amongst beautiful women and men if they're here, Lord God. And we just ask that you just comfort and cover every single person this evening, Lord God. We thank you so much for this community. We thank you for your presence. We love you. We honor you in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
What's up, y'all? What's up? What's up? What's up? So, y'all, it is Friday. So, this is like not a formal type of thing. We're going to have some fun this evening. And we also going to hear a good word, okay? We got a little icebreaker to get into. And we just want to have a good time with y'all. If you've been participating in the Identify Her 31-Day Challenge over on Instagram and our channel, we thank you so much. And we hope that it has blessed you as much as it has blessed us. Because hearing a word from the Lord is always good. And affirming yourself, knowing who you are and whose you are is super, super important. So we thank you for being here. Welcome to tonight's special live broadcast as we gather to celebrate Women's History Month and the culmination of our Empowering Identify Her Challenge. We're thrilled to see each and every one of you here tonight, ready to join in celebration of strength, resilience, and sisterhood. So we're going to go ahead and get right into it. In the chat, I want you to comment your name and where you're from. Go ahead and drop your name in the chat and let us know where you're tuning in from. We want to hear from you.
Yes.
And we're in the chat. We're looking, we're seeing what y'all have to say. Who's in the room? Thank y'all for tuning in the chat. Let us know your name and where you're from. And for those of you who don't know, I am Shakira, your hostess with the mostess, okay? I am from Atlanta, Georgia, but I reside in the DFW area now, okay? And I have my lovely sister right here.
I am Michaela, guys. It's so nice to meet you guys. I'm so happy to be here tonight. It has been an amazing month of March, and I am just so ready to get the word tonight. I'm ready to meet some new ladies and just enjoy these last couple of days of March, y'all.
And tell them where you from.
Oh, and I'm from Atlanta, Georgia, guys.
Yes. Yes. So as you are entering the room, just let us know where you're from. As you watch this rebroadcast, comment down below. Talk to us. Let us know who you are and where you're from. We will definitely be tapping back in and circling around to see like who is joining us. We're so grateful. So sis, why don't you go ahead and kick them off with a little icebreaker?
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, guys. So let's kick things off with an icebreaker, just like Kira said. So this honors the amazing women who have paved the way for us throughout history. So in the chat, I want you guys to share a name of a woman who has inspired you, whether it's a historical figure or it's a family member, a mentor, or even a fictional character. We want to hear why that person has impacted your life and how her story has influenced your own journey.
Yes. And while you're doing that, Michaela, if you would like to go ahead and share with us, who is a woman in history that has impacted your life and your journey?
Okay, let's see. A woman in history. I'd say Maya Angelou, because I learned a lot about her in middle school and high school, just how she impacted us, what she did for women, and then just what we can learn from her moving forward in this generation. So I'd say Maya Angelou.
For sure. Love that. Love that.
A
bunch, for sure. Yes. But one who has always been with me since my childhood is Oprah Winfrey. Like, hence why I do like what I do. Because, like, when I used to watch her on TV, I'm like, ooh, I want to be like her, a black woman on the big screen talking to the people, encouraging the people. You get a car, you get a car, you get a car. Like, I want to be her.
Yes.
Not like I want to be her, but I want to be, like, she was a great example of a black woman in media. Yep. I love that. And to this day, just her story is very impactful, and the things that she went through to get to where she is, it just shows resilience and it shows diversity, and I love it so much. And then of course, gotta give it up for First Lady Michelle Obama. She will always be a woman in history who is just iconic.
Absolutely.
She shows strength and supporting a president. I know that has to be a job within itself, but then she's also a mother, you know, a mother to young girls at the time during the presidential office. There are older girls now, but she's a mother, she's a woman, and she's just so educated, so knowledgeable. So definitely those are two really, really
amazing. Absolutely. And I love me some Oprah and I love me some Michelle. Like, and I love, that's how you know they really made an impact, because even after her not being in the White House no more, even with Oprah not having, what did she start her show?
Yeah, she has her own network.
To talk about as much. She's still always going to be relevant just because of the impact they've made on the world. So, yes.
Love that. Love that. So, as y'all are coming in, we are talking about women that has been impactful in history, anyone who has impacted your journey along the way, we want to hear from you. So make sure you put it in the chat. Let us know.
Yes.
Okay. So let's see. Okay. So guys, So as we're filling in the chat, let's see if we have any more.
I don't see any at the moment.
Okay. Perfect. So do we just want to wait like a couple more minutes or?
Keep going on.
So we are going to move on to our icebreaker wrap up. Our icebreaker wrap up. So I just want to really appreciate everybody for just being here tonight and taking the time to be here with us and hear the word. And now we are going to move on to our opening message.
Sounds good. Thank you so much, Michaela. So, y'all, I got a word for you. I have a word for you. And tonight, if you're a note taker like me and you have your journals, because if you're a part of the Faith Slayers, you already know we journal over here and we love to take notes and we love to reflect on what the Lord is speaking to us. So tonight's message is going to be titled, It's Almost Time. So it's Saturday afternoon. I'm preparing my children and all the things because my son, Sincere, has a soccer clinic to attend. It's about 30 minutes before it's time to leave the house. And my son says, Mommy, I thought we were going to my soccer clinic. Is it time to go yet? So I respond, Son, it's almost time. He says, Well, why do I have on my soccer clothes if we're not leaving yet? And I respond, It's important to prepare for the soccer clinic and be ready to leave the house and make sure we have everything that we need so when it's time, we can just head out. How many of you are in the waiting? You've been preparing, you feel ready, and you've asked God, is it time? Me? I know I'm one, okay? If that's you, drop some fire in the chat. Well, for those of us that are in the waiting, I come to tell you that it's almost time. It's almost time. How many times have you been disappointed by expectations that were not met? I know I can say it has happened to me more often than I thought it would. Perhaps it was the way I really wanted my life to turn out, or a meal I purchased that was not as delicious as I hoped it to be, or a relationship that did not pan out the way I hoped and prayed for it to be. Expectations are things we all know, we hear, and see all around us. We grew up learning about expectations from a very early age, and many of them shape how we act and interact with the world around us. Now imagine the garden when Jesus is arrested and all the parts that unfolded in those next hours. Imagine how the disciples felt on Friday after Jesus died on the cross, or on Saturday when everything was silent. And they wonder if everything they thought they knew might not be true. The expectations they had built up for what it meant for Jesus to be the Savior most certainly could not have included Jesus' trial, crucifixion, and death. Imagine how uncertain and fearful they felt in those moments. What they expected their journey with their Savior to look like suddenly took a very different turn. And we can often find ourselves in the same place as the disciples on those 3 days, on a journey that looks nothing like we expected, feeling uncertain and alone. In your Bibles, you can go to Romans 8:18 through 19. In Romans 8:18 through 19, it reads, I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. For the creation waits in eager expectation for the children of God to be revealed. Expectations in the waiting. So I want you to ask yourself, I want you to think for a moment, what are you waiting for? What words describe how you feel while you wait to hear God's voice? Does your posture and your perspective in the waiting look the same today as it did last month or last year? How have you grown to be more patient? Or have you grown more weary? If you look at Exodus 14:14, it tells us that the Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. In the waiting, it's easy to want to do what you feel is necessary to do. But sometimes it calls for us to just be still and wait. God sees you in the waiting. But how will you look for God's goodness in the unexpected? Waiting is especially hard when you do it alone. And so I implore you to invite a trusted friend or a mentor to do life with. We are not here to do life alone. Community is so important. Yes. You need kingdom people around you. You need people who are faithful in prayer around you to help you in seasons where you're in the wilderness or you're in the waiting period. And it's important to share those experiences and that journey with. So consider asking them to pray with you in that season. Consider sharing what you're waiting for so that you can stand in agreement with that person or people. Psalm 5:3 tells us, "In the morning, Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my request before you and wait expectantly." So therefore, we should be bringing all of our requests to the Lord. We should always be praying and listening for the Lord's voice. Yeah. And when you're in the waiting, have expectations. Expectations in the waiting. Because God is not a man that he shall lie. So that brings me to my second point of patiently waiting. Patience. Let's talk about it. I know we all experience the moments of being impatient sometimes. But what exactly is the definition of patience? One idea is that patience is sitting in the unknown without hurry, without worry, and without feeling this overwhelming sense that if you just do something, you will be able to help move the journey along. That sounds like control to me. Trying to do things on your own time, trying to move things forward in the manner that you think it should be. It is often said that patience is a virtue, but that does not mean it is easy to put it into practice. It is something you have to pray for. You have to work on. Something you have to put time and energy into daily. It can be difficult to patiently live in an unknown space until the next step is illuminated. Because a lot of us, we don't like to wait. However, Psalms 37:3 through 4 says, "Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart." The first word in each of these verses is imperative, a command to take action. So let's look at the first word. In verse 3, trust. That's a big one. In verse 4, take delight. So he's commanding us to trust and take delight in the Lord. So I want you to ask yourself, which one do you feel is hard for you to do sometimes? Is the trusting hard? Is taking delight hard? Which one feels hard for you? What one thing can you do this week to help you improve in that area? How can you improve your trust in the Lord? How can you improve taking delight in the Lord while you're patiently waiting? Y'all remember Abraham and Moses and Sarah and Noah and Elizabeth and so many others. All these people in the Bible who had to wait for God to do what he said he would do. Some waited patiently while others did not. And some experienced the payoff of patiently waiting. And some had to encounter the consequences of rushing things forward. Yet, in the end, all saw the goodness of who God was during their time of waiting. Because during that time of waiting, God is doing one or two things. He's either preparing you or preparing it. In Psalm 46:10, it tells us, he says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. He is God.
Yes.
So on your unexpected journey, is waiting patiently easy or is it difficult? It could be a little bit of both. Some days may be harder than others. What makes it difficult or painful? What helps ease the difficulty? Think about some of those things. Reflect on it. Write your answers down in your journals. And then take it to God in your prayer time. He already knows what's in your heart, but he wants you to open up and share with him. He wants you to share it with him anyway. He knows all. He sees all. So we might as well be open and honest while we're patiently waiting.
Amen.
My third point is hopeful waiting. That word hope, we use that word so much. We hear that word so much. But hope, what do you think of when you hear that word? To hope is having a feeling of expectation and desire for your preferred future. Hope can give lightness to situations that feel overwhelming or hard. However, hope is more than a feeling. It is also an action we take to show where our faith lies. We must learn how to make hope an active part of our lives. So how do you hopefully wait for what's to come? Well, first, we must look at where our hope is rooted. Is it rooting in the something we really want, or is it rooted in Jesus? We got to get to the root of it. When hope exists without faith, its roots are shallow at best. Hope rooted in faith, however, has deeper roots. This hope does not say that we believe we will get all the things that we desire. It means that we will seek God first and trust that he will hear and give us our heart's desires. The Bible tells us, seek first the kingdom of God. Second, we must let ourselves release the grip we have on what our eyes tell us we desire and allow God to be in control. Letting go of that control ain't very easy when you're a person who needs control. But this means releasing our hopes and desires and asking God to match our plan to his plan. One thing I always say, God, blow my mind. Because maybe I don't know. You can do exceedingly abundantly more than I can think or imagine. So I always, always ask God to blow my mind. It's not easy to do, but it's always worth it. And last, we must walk the walk and talk the talk. If we say our hope is in Jesus, then we have to read his word. We have to pray to him and make him the center of all that we do. We must relinquish our control to our Savior and Lord in order to truly experience hope. So I want you to ask yourself, why is placing your hope in Jesus the hardest part of the waiting? When we read Lamentations 3:25, it says, the Lord is good to those who hope is in him, to the one who seeks him. Mm. Are you seeking God daily? If not, what is one step that you can take to develop a daily habit? How is the time spent with Jesus and his word connected to hope? In Hebrews 11:1, we learn that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Being hopeful can be difficult when your path is going in a different direction than many others around you. You can find yourself wondering, when will it be my turn? Why not me, God? Asking all these questions. But what we must understand and what we must know is to trust and know that God's timing is always perfect. It's almost time. So how are you going to wait?
Patiently.
Patiently. I love that. In the chat, let us know, how are you going to wait?
Yes. Oof. I felt that. I felt this so much, Kira. I felt every last word that you gave, like I felt it, because being patient is no joke. It's so much easier said than done, but I do feel like it gives you a little bit more, you get that push to have hope and to do more when you know God is in you, when you know he's going to give you the strength, he's going to get you through it, and his pit is still a bigger picture at the end. Like his goal is way bigger than yours. So, you know, I think when you just constantly have that in your head and you have that relationship with God, it makes it a little bit easier. So, yes.
Yes. I also feel like patience gives us a sense of discipline as well.
Yes.
You know, we live in a society, in a culture that tells you, oh, you can get it right now. Like everything's at your, in your eyes, the lust of the eyes is at your fingertips. You can get it right now. But discipline is saying, I know I can, like, for example, if you got money to go buy something, you discipline is saying, I know I can buy this right now, but I'm going to discipline myself because I don't actually need this right now and I can wait.
Yes, Kira. And I feel like in a situation like that, when you actually do that, he going to give you something even, just like you were saying, bigger than you can even imagine. You thought you wanted a Benz, he going to give you a, you know. Yes, you know, so absolutely, absolutely, sis. Yes, yes, always on time. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. And I think it's just so amazing how God will use anything and anybody to speak to us. Because with my opening story that I shared, like my son is acting like, is it time yet? Yes. And in that moment, I'm literally thinking like, wow, how many times do I ask God, is it time yet? Or when are you going to do this? And it's like, hold on now.
Yeah. And it's like, he has to do that. He has to do, you know, the closest people to you. Cause you know, you'll listen, you'll actually open your eyes and see like, okay, wait,
this and is it just reminds us like, yeah. as Sincere's mother, I know what I'm doing. I know that I'm preparing. I know the time frame that we need to lead to get to where we need to go. And the same thing with God, our Father, our Lord and Savior. He knows the plans that he has for us. He knows the timeline that he has us on. So when we're asking, Lord, is it time yet? When are you going to do this? And he may be saying, not yet. He knows exactly when the time is right. It may be something that he's trying to work through in you before he gets you to that promise. But one thing we know is that God is not a man that he shall lie. His word cannot return void. So if he say that he's going to do something, he's going to do something.
And we can vouch for him. He done came through too many times. We got to keep fighting with the word.
That is the hope. When you sit back and you think about all the times before that God has shown up. All the times where he's done things that you knew you didn't deserve. You knew it was no way. It was nobody but God that did that. You know, that should give us hope.
It gives me hope. It gives me chills just thinking about it, you know?
And I just believe that the time, it's almost time, and how beautiful it is that our next book that we're going into next month is All Hope Is Found.
Oh, I need that so bad. So I'm saying, nobody better than Sarah Jakes, right? I'm so excited. Yes, yes. I love it. Yes, yes.
So I hope that word blessed you all and that you will take some of the questions that I asked and that you will journal and use that time as a reflection and prayer to speak and pour your heart and soul out to the Lord and let him know the desires of your heart, even though he already knows. He still wants to hear from you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, ladies, it has been an incredible evening. I appreciate every last one of you. It's been amazing celebrating Women's History Month and in the conclusion of our Identify Her Challenge together. We just want to, again, just send all regard, all warm wishes to everybody that has came along and that has been wanting to seek their relationship with God and to grow it more and more. We just wish the best for you guys with that. As we wrap up tonight's broadcast, we want to extend our deepest gratitude to each and every one of you joining us. Your presence and your unwavering support has made tonight's gathering super special, and we're super grateful to have you. Before we say goodbye, I have an exciting announcement to share. For those of you who have been inspired by our journey during this challenge and are looking to continue your growth and empowerment, I invite you to join our monthly membership program, Faith Slayer University. As a member of Faith Slayer University, you'll gain access to exclusive resources, weekly Bible and book study sessions, live events, and a supportive community of like-minded women dedicated to personal growth and empowerment. It doesn't get better than that, guys. So if you're ready to take the next step on your journey, I encourage you to visit our website, and we're going to link it in the chat for you guys. And to learn more about Faith Slayer University, go ahead and click that link and let's get started today. So we really, really, really appreciate you guys joining tonight. And together we are rewriting her story, and we are empowering one woman at a time. So until we meet again, stay strong. Oh, I was going to say, just until we meet again, stay strong, stay empowered, and never forget the incredible woman that you are, and always walk by faith and slay plus pray each and every day, because God will make a way, ladies.
Yes. Thank you all so much for joining us. We have added the link down in the chat. So if you would love to join us, please go ahead and do so. I would love to close us out in prayer before we leave here. And y'all can definitely look forward to more challenges like these here. And we just have so much more to come. God is doing a good thing, a new thing. It is almost time. So get ready, get ready, get ready. We have a comment that says, reminds me of having the faith of a mustard seed. Need a lot of patience and discipline to move forward. Self-evaluation. That's good. Absolutely. That's so good. Thank you for sharing.
Yes. Jerica from Georgia.
Yes, we love to hear your faith. Yes. Jerica from Georgia. We love to hear your comments. So please comment down below what your biggest takeaway was from the message, what hope reminds you of, or how you will wait patiently because it's almost time. We definitely want to hear from you. So let's go ahead and close out in prayer. All right. Close your eyes. Bye, guys. Lord, thank you for always looking out for us, for loving us enough to sometimes answer our prayers with the words, not yet, or it's almost time. Help us to trust you enough to put our own expectations aside and walk beside you on the journey you have created for us. We want our hearts to be aligned with yours. Guide us to that place of waiting. Lord, help us to be patient in the waiting. Help us to give all control back to you. We pray for eyes to see the good you have given us in this life and not to miss the beauty in those things. Help us to not jump and react, Father, but lean into you and your word. Father, help us to place all of our hope in you. Allow us to face the areas we want to control and lead us back to you. Set our eyes upon you and your will for our life. Help us to stay tuned to you as we share our hopes with you. Lord, align our hearts with yours. We thank you for every lady that has joined us this evening. We pray that you be with her on her journey and you seal this word in her heart so that she will not grow weary. We thank you, Lord, for giving us the strength when we are weak. We love you. We honor you for all that you do and for who you are and for dying on that cross for us. As we go into celebrate Resurrection Sunday, in Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Yes, happy Easter, guys.
Happy Easter, happy Resurrection Sunday. We love you all so much. And until next time,
see you guys later. Good night.